One of Afghanistan's larger cities is taking small steps toward normal life. Days after the Northern Alliance captured Kunduz, many soldiers have withdrawn. A military police force and a temporary government will run the city until Afghans agree on a new structure for civilian rule. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports on another development. New programming on Radio Kunduz.
The radio tower rises in the yard in front of the Radio Kunduz building. Look up from the base of the rusted steel tower and you see the transmitter antenna and also a loudspeaker and also Zebulah Mejidi, who climbed up to splice one wire to another.
How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Great.
Okay.
He climbed up there yesterday to repair the equipment just half an hour before the first broadcast since the Taliban left town. Since many Afghans can't afford radios, the station also sometimes makes special announcements over the loudspeaker. The staff tested the speaker by playing the music of Nashinas, an Afghan singer. It might be the first music that some people in this neighborhood have heard in years. The Taliban prohibited music on the radio. Instead, Afghanistan's radio stations were renamed the Voice of Shariat. Shariat means Islamic law. Broadcasts expounding the Taliban version of that law continued until just a few weeks ago. And in Kunduz, the local announcers included Mohammed Saber Yusufi.
The Voice of Shariat.
Welcome to the Voice of Shariat.
Shariat.
You were the Voice of Shariat?
In Taliban times.
Really? What did they have you say?
They said you have to broadcast Islamic Shariat and about Islamic government.
During 12 years of civil war, Afghanistan's government has changed again and again, but the government-owned radio stations have sometimes kept the same staffs. Here in Kunduz, the former Voice of Shariat has now trimmed his beard short. Mohammed Yusufi says he disagreed with much of what he once said on the air. He's a writer and poet and says he favors democracy. In the days before the Taliban, he published a book of poems called Frontiers of the Sun.
It was very difficult for us, for all the people in Afghanistan, especially for the journalists and writers. I was an enemy of them.
He was their enemy, but he says he never quite managed to broadcast what he really thought about the Taliban. By way of explanation, he says, they kill. They kill. Now that the Northern Alliance has taken Kunduz, Mohammed Yusufi is sending something new over the dusty transmitter.
Let's go to the studio.
The studio is inside a building made of pockmarked concrete. Most of the lights aren't working. And in the gathering darkness, he shows off equipment that looks as old as radio itself. Yesterday, Radio Kunduz broadcast a single pre-recorded hour from 5 to 6 in the evening. In the first segment, the voice of Mohammed Yusufi praised the new government and denounced the Taliban as terrorists. Later, he read some poetry and played more Afghan music. The programming schedule calls for Radio Kunduz to denounce the Taliban again tonight. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Kunduz, Afghanistan.